Baum, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And if you ever want to have me paid, my name is Kenny Delmar. Tonight we bring you the man of the year for 1929, a bad year. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Everybody from Missouri is coming to Washington. Covered wagons are leaving Kansas City on the half hour.
Well, who's left in Missouri, Fred?
Well, nobody, Kenny. Next year, Missouri isn't going to bother electing a governor. They're just going to hire a caretaker to walk through the state with a lantern one night a week, I hear. Our friends in Allen's Alley will be nickel to death to see us tonight.
Have you a question?
Wait a minute. Let me read that again. Our friends will be nickel to death. No, it's the line. I thought it was my reading. Well, Portland. Well, Portland. We'd be better off just showing up with some blank paper here. And so our question tonight is, how do you feel about Mayor LaGuardia's return to private life?
Shall we go?
As the man said when he saw the lighted cigarette on the floor, let's step on it. Gosh, Portland, it's good to be back in Allen's Alley. Well, let's see what Titus Moody is up to tonight.
Howdy, Bob.
Say, Mr. Moody, you look shorter tonight.
First time I ever wore a union suit and stockings.
Well, what makes you look shorter?
It's trying to keep up my stockings.
Your stockings?
Yeah. This little door hangs down on the back of the union suit. When I button that door onto my stocking...
Yes?
It pulls me down 6 inches.
Yes, it'll do it every time. Well, Mr. Moody, what do you think about Mayor LaGuardia leaving office?
Why, he's been a good mayor, what there is of him.
Well, what kind of work do you think he should go in for?
He'd be a good man on a farm, Bub.
Well, how do you mean?
He's the only man I know that can milk a cow standing up.
Tell me, Mr. Moody, do you think the mayor is sorry to go?
Oh, I know just how he feels, Bub.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I used to be mayor in my town.
You were the mayor?
Yeah, but I wasn't no LaGuardia.
You mean...
After working around the farm for 30 years...
Yes?
I didn't smell like no little flower. Come on, Bub!
It's too bad Mr. Moody isn't sheriff. He could pinch himself and see if he's awake. Well, let's see what happens at this next house.
No.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum. Tell me, Mrs. Nussbaum, how do you feel about Mayor LaGuardia retiring from City Hall?
I'm writing about Mayor LaGuardia a farewell poem.
A farewell poem. How does your ode to the mayor go?
I'm reciting it.
Fine.
The time is coming, Fiorello, to saying goodbye to you. For 12 long years in office, progress was your goal. But there is yet a housing shortage, and the subway is still in the hole. On your radio program Sunday, you were in a fighting mood, cracking down on gamblers and bookies, shouting patience with fortitude. You explained to us the OPA, told us bargains to get by Macy, gave recipes for pasta fazool. You also read Dick Tracy. The city hall you are leaving, to you our hats we doff. Goodbye, dear Mayor LaGuardia. Good luck and mazel tov.
And as the sun slowly sinks behind our beloved mayor, we say adieu to City Hall and turn to the five DeMarco sisters. The girls accompanied by Maestro Al Goodman and his sanitation... Maestro Al Goodman and his Fanny Farmer Fusiliers... have just played a few sweet bars of symphony.
And now, say, Portland.
Yes?
Have you an aspirin?
An aspirin?
Something's wrong with my stomach.
If you button your coat, nobody will notice it.
Now, wait. Never mind that Eddie Cantor comedy. I am in agony. Well, tomorrow night, I am going on Information, Please, with Gregory Ratoff. You know, the big director at 20th Century Fox. And yesterday, Mr. Ratoff gave me two passes for the Roxy Theater to see the new 20th Century Fox picture, Leave It to Heaven. It was wonderful. Technicolor.
But how did you get sick?
Well, after I left the Roxy, Mr. Ratoff invited me to meet him for a Russian dinner at a little restaurant in the village called the Shashlik Shanty. Well, I went down to the Shashlik Shanty. As I walked in the door, the Gypsy Orchestra was just finishing a number. They had a noisy clientele at the shanty. Well, as I looked around, I heard a voice saying,
"Waiter, I want this dinner should be colossal, terrific, sensational."
"Anything else, sir?"
"Yes. Also, the food should be fit to eat."
Gregory Ratoff. Say, you look excited, Gregory.
I am just ordering the dinner.
And how I'm looking forward to it, Gregory.
Fred, have you ever eaten a Russian meal?
Plenty of food, huh?
A Russian banquet is like a 6 days bicycle race, only with stomachs.
Well, what happens?
Well, before the dinner starts, we drink a toast to the chef.
Fine.
Then we are drinking a toast to each individual guest.
I see.
Next, a toast to all of the friends of the guests who are not there at the banquet.
That's a nice gesture.
Then we drink a toast to the friends of the friends who are not there.
Say, this sounds like a testimonial dinner to W.C. Fields. How many more toasts are there?
Well, we drink a toast to all of the toasts we have drunk. And then the banquet begins.
You start with the food, eh?
Yeah. First, you are getting the zakuska. In English, this is hors d'oeuvres.
Caviar?
Ah, caviar is for the waiters.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the guests are having pickled mushrooms, pickled smelts, pickled cabbage, pickled herring, pickled pancakes, pickled eggs, and pickled kumquats.
Pickled kumquats, huh? Well, after all those toasts, the guest must be pickled, too. Tell me, what comes next?
All kind of soups.
What kind?
Borscht.
Borscht?
You see, borscht is a beet soup with sour cream.
I see. Well, what is that schmetana with sour cream?
That is sour cream with, on the top, more sour cream.
Well, fine. Tell me, do you have fish with a Russian dinner?
First, they are serving you two big cucumbers. This must be. It's a tradition.
You have to have two big cucumbers, eh? But why?
Well, for fish you are getting on the plate, a live sturgeon.
A live sturgeon?
Yeah. You are beating the sturgeon to death with a two cucumbers.
This is some dinner.
Well, for the next course, the meat, you are standing up.
You're standing up? Well, what is the meat course?
Baked polar bear in the jacket.
Polar bear in the jacket, eh? And you say you have to stand?
Well, the bear is served reading cup on his hind legs with kidney beans.
With kidney... Well, don't tell me that each diner gets an individual polar bear.
Oh, no, no. It is four people to a bear.
Oh! Four people to a bear.
Yeah. You start with the bare feet and you're reading cup as far as you can reach.
A short guest is out of luck, then.
Well,
isn't
it's better to be tall. You are eating farther up on the bear.
Well, what comes with the bear, Gregory?
Oh, all kinds of side dishes, you know, wheel omelets, boiled potatoes with raspberry jam, raw eggplant, walrus and casserole, penguin gratin, pot roast stuffed with meatballs, and buckwheat cakes, with plenty of corn syrup.
This ends the meal?
Oh, no, no. After this, you're having a dessert.
Oh, dessert? Well, what is dessert?
A loaf of pumpernickel floating lazily in a heaping bowl of honey.
Yum, yum.
Well, on the top of the pumpernickel is a big gob of whipped cream.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, this you are washing down with a piping hot glass of tea.
Say, a Russian dinner must be wonderful, Gregory. What are we having here at the Shashlik Shanty tonight?
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs?
Ah, that Russian food ruins my stomach. I'm always taking Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, really? How do people in Russia know about Alka-Seltzer?
Lend-lease.
Oh, lend-lease. Well, you and I are going to be on information, please, tomorrow night. Greg, I wonder what questions they'll ask us.
Ah, who knows? I hope it is something about Russia and the Big Three.
Well, Russia is certainly progressing. They're copying American mass production methods, automobiles, iceboxes.
Russia is behind the times in only one thing, the radio.
You mean they have no radio programs over there like ours?
When I go to Russia, I would like to take some American programs with me.
Say, that's a great idea. American radio should be a novelty in Russia.
Say, how about the smiling Irishman? Do you think the smiling Irishman would suffer in the translation?
Suffer in the translation? Well, in Russia, you might have to call him the snickering Siberian, the chuckling Caucasian, or the jolly Georgian. But here's a commercial, Gregory. Let's see how the smiling Irishman would sound in Moscow.
Добрый вечер, дорогие друзья и товарищи, мамочка моя дорогая. Это ваш старый друг и приятель. Если вам нужны деньги, привозите ваш «Шевролей». Всегда помните, что у вас всегда used car. И от меня вы всегда получите top prices. Не забывайте, что я переехал в новое место, куда вы можете приехать на вашем автомобиле 271 Литвинов Бульвар in the back. Не забывайте вашего старого друга «Дожасинь Литва, Тора Литва».
Tell me, what other type program do you think they might like in Russia?
News commentators. You know, the Russians are crazy about the gossip.
Well, for gossip, there's only one guy. Now, here's how he might sound in Russia. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Soviet Russia and all the autonomous republics. This is your Moscow correspondent, Voldovich Winchelkovich. Let's go to press. Moscow, Russia. What assistant district manager of what tractor combine is making a fool of himself over that little blonde steel puddler from Kakhlov? They were seen necking near the Dnieper hydroelectric dam Friday night. More power to them. It's a blessed event for the Sergei Mensheviks. She is the former Miss Collective Farms for 1937. He is the crossword puzzle editor and financial advisor of Pravda. An orchid to plant superintendent S. Karnofsky. He is responsible for this month's sensational 30% rise in the production of balalaika picks. This is the same Karnofsky who only last year won the Shostakovich Award for his outstanding work on trombone valves. And now to answer the mail as the time allows. Nikolai Petrovich, 327 Potemkin Plaza, Smolensk. So are you, comrade. Well, that's all for tonight, Tavarachi. This is Mrs. Winchelkovich's boy, Voldovich, saying, be proud you are a Russian. Because when you are a Russian, you are a Russian. Well, that should keep Moscow up to date, Gregory.
You know, I wonder if that was the same little steel puddle from Kharkov who went to the Dnieper dam with me in 1912. Oh, no, it couldn't be. She'd be 85 years old now.
Oh, naturally. Well, Gregory, can you think of any other American programs the Russian folks would go for?
Yes, Fred. Cereals.
Cereals? You really think they like cereal programs over there?
With all that suffering and tragedy, they will go crazy for the cereal, Fred.
Really?
A true Russian is never so happy as when he's unhappy.
Well, all right, Gregory. Now, here is how a Russian cereal might sound. And now we present Just Plain Misha.
When we left Just Plain Misha yesterday, he was in a sorry plight.
He had 24 hours to decide whether he should marry Masha Krasotkin, the poor little gypsy girl who saved his life when his threshing machine bundled him into a bale of hay. Or marry wealthy Sonia Grumpkin, daughter of Commissar Grumpkin. Life with Masha will be poverty, black bread and skimmed milk. Life with Sonia will be luxury, seltzer water, anchovies, and rich food. It is hard to choose. Today we find just plain Misha at the door of Masha Krasotkin's hut. Misha knocks. Masha opens the door.
Misha!
Masha!
Come in, Misha.
Spasiba, Masha.
The family is all here waiting, Misha.
Waiting for what, Masha?
The inevitable. In Russia, what else is there to wait for?
Yeah, only the inevitable.
Ничего, Misha.
Ничего, Masha.
Oh,
who is mourning, Masha?
Grandpa Boris, the old one. His leg is in the fire.
Why doesn't he move?
Why doesn't he move? Why should he move? He lives here. True, Misha.
True, Masha.
Oh, oh.
Grandpa Boris is mourning again.
His other leg is in the fire.
He is cremating himself.
At least he is warm. Leave him.
You have plenty of trouble, Masha.
Trouble, Misha. There is no food. The mice are eating his udder.
A man just looked out of the oven.
It is Uncle Igor. We are having him for dinner. Everything is trouble, Misha.
I have more trouble for you, Masha.
More trouble, Misha?
Yes, Masha. Our wedding is off. I am going to marry Sonia.
Well, life is a pill, you swallow it. Drink a glass of tea, Misha.
I am drinking, Masha.
Now you are having trouble, Misha.
Trouble, Masha?
The tea is poison, Misha.
A black year on you, Masha.
You are angry, Misha?
Serving me poison tea, I could overlook.
Da, Misha.
But this is Russia. When you serve tea without lemon, you should drop dead.
I will.
She did. Goodbye, Bublichki. And I'll miss you, Masha.
Well, those cereals would be great in Russia, Gregory. People would be killing themselves off. You'd have a new family on the air every other day. Well, I guess that takes care of most of your problems, Greg, old boy.
Just one more thing, Fred.
Another program?
Jingles. I would like to introduce some of these singing jingles to Russia.
All right. When jingles hit the Moscow network, you'll hear something like this.
Vodka Cola is the new drink that is good for the proletariat. For only a ruble, you get a lot. Vodka Cola hits the spot. Ruble, 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 ruble.
Fred Allen will be back again next week. And now we take you to the Cafe Zanzibar for the music of...